CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 4th of April 2021. Here are the main news headlines. Tonight at 8 on the 12th of April, vote in RSGB elections, free emergency comms training. Tonight at 8 in April is moved back a week and will be at 8 p.m. on Monday the 12th of April. Alan, W2IAEW, will give an introduction to VNAs and the Nano VNA. You can watch and ask questions live on the RSGB YouTube channel. For more information about the Tonight at 8 webinar, see the Society's website. Have you voted yet in the RSGB elections? You can find voting guidance and read statements from all the candidates on the RSGB website on the RSGB's own web pages. Both candidates for RSGB president have also been part of an interview with Callum, M0MCX, on YouTube at youtube.com. A radio emergency communications training event will take place on the 10th and 11th of April between 1600 and 2359 UTC each day. Previously an in-person event at Seattle, this year it'll be virtual. The event's theme is Disasters Here, There and Everywhere. Are we prepared? The 2 days of training, talks and information on emergency communications and amateur radio is free to attend. You can register at comacademy.org. The latest episode of ICQ Broadcast features an in-depth interview with three senior RSGB representatives. They are Board Director John, M0JAV, Exam Standards Committee Chairman Tony, G8BPH, and General Manager Steve, M1ACB. Listen to an explanation about the new EMF regulations, an update on exams, an overview of the RSGB in 2020, and a look forward to 2021. You can find that also on the RSGB website. And the RSGBP starts in at 1 hour and 2 minutes. Chelmsford Civic Society has a Zoom talk by Chris Neal of the Chelmsford Science and Engineering Society on Wednesday the 14th of April at 7:30, entitled RDF to Radar, My Parents' Contribution to Hitler's Downfall and How I Came to Be. It's a free event to attend. This talk highlights the roles played by two of the many hundreds of RAF personnel who helped deliver this initially primitive radar capability to a level that ensured that a German invasion was thwarted. To book a place, search for Chelmsford Civic Society and click on the Events tab. SOS Radio Week starts at 0000 UTC on the 1st of May and runs until the 31st to coincide with the RNLI's own May Day fundraising month. Stations are encouraged to register to become an official station. For further details of the event, please visit sosradioweek.org.uk. Now the DX News. Tony, EA5RM, is in Bolivia working on a non-governmental organisation's project until the 27th of April. In his spare time, he'll operate SSB in digital modes, a CP1XRM, QSL via EA5RM, and Logbook of the World. Stationed at Casey Station in Antarctica until at least November, Paul VK2PAD is active as VK0PD in his spare time. Currently, he has a 20-40-metre dipole, 10 metres above ground level, and so far, he has some contacts on 20 metres. QSL via EB7DX. Now for special event news, celebrating World Amateur Radio Day, DA21WARD will operate from the 1st of April until June, QSL via the Bureau or direct to DK5ON. John, MW1CFN, will be active as GB1004FTS from Anglesey, IOTA EU005, until the 8th of April. He'll operate SSB in digital modes even on the HF bands 6 and 2 metres, QSL via Logbook of the World or direct. The Wireless Institute of Australia is celebrating the centenary of the Royal Australian Air Force with two call signs. VI-100AF will operate until the 29th of May. It'll be used by radio amateurs that are either current or veteran military personnel. Some activities may be from military bases. VK-100AF will be active until the 31st of August. Full details on QRZ.com. Now for contest news. With different parts of the UK having different lockdown restrictions, please show that you follow your local and national restrictions as they apply to you. The SPDX contest runs for 24 hours until the 1500 UTC today, the 4th of April, using CW and SSB 1.8 to 28 megs contest bands. The exchange's signal report and serial number SP stations will also exchange their province code. Today, the 4th of April, the first 70 MHz contest runs from 0900 to 1200 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Monday, the IRTS 77 counties contest runs from 1300 to 1330 UTC. It's followed by the IRTS 2 meter counties contest from 1330 to 1500 UTC. Both contests are FM and SSB, and the exchange's signal report and serial number, Irish stations also give their county. On Tuesday, the 144 megs FM activity contest runs 1800 to 1855 UTC. That's followed by the all-mode 144 megs UK activity contest, 1900 to 2130 UTC. The exchange for both is signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the third FT4 series contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC. 3.5 to 14 megs contest bands, the exchange's signal report and your four-character locator. The 144 megs FT8 activity contest runs 1900 to 2100 UTC on Wednesday. The exchange's signal report and your four-character locator. The UK EI Contest Club 80 meter contest runs 1900 to 2000 UTC Wednesday. SSB only, exchanges your locator. On Thursday, the 50 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Next Sunday, the 11th, is a busy day for contests. The first 50 megs contest runs 0900 to 1200 UTC, uses all modes, and the exchanges, signal report, serial number, and locator. The UK Microwave Group second low band contest runs from 1000 to 1600 UTC, using all modes 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands. The exchange is exactly the same as the previous contest, running from 1000 to 2100 UTC. The Worked All Britain Data Contest uses the 3.5 to 1400 at 14 MHz contest bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number, and WAB square. Note this contest has two sessions. The first ROLO contest runs 1900 to 2030 UTC using SSB only on the 80 meter bands. The exchange is the signal report and the locator received. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLO and G4BAO. This last week, they write, has certainly been quieter from a geomagnetic disturbance point of view. We've seen the KP index at 1 for much of the time and even hit 0 in the early hours of Tuesday the 30th. We've not been quite so lucky on the sunspot front, with 0 spots being recorded on Wednesday. Nevertheless, 17 metres has provided some good DX paths, especially if FT8, and even 21 megs has opened up at times. The Far East and the Caribbean have been favourites on 17, but a quick scan through 15 showed nothing, except for a spike at 21.09074, where a good sprinkling of European stations plus Brazil, Saudi Arabia and Israel could be copied. There have been some north-south paths worked on 10 metres via trans-equatorial propagation, or TEP, but these have mainly favoured stations located south of the UK. Coming down to 40 metres, there's always fun to be had contacting summits on the air operators. We're always keen to make contacts, so to ops in Switzerland, Austria and Germany can usually be worked on CW around 7.032 megs, even with QRP power, no doubt due to their very low noise levels on mountain tops. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will remain in the low 70s, with quiet geomagnetic conditions for the first half of the week. From the 8th to the 10th, we can expect more disturbed conditions due to the return of another coronal hole, but there's also a slim chance of the odd sporadic opening, particularly on 10, but more of that in the next section. Next session. Here we go. And now the VHF and up propagation news. Conditions in the warm air part of the high pressure have been good, with some strong tropo, especially over England and Wales. The fronts over Scotland and Ireland have prevented any tropo there, but will weaken by this weekend when we'll find their main high centre to the north and west of Britain, introducing some chance of temporary tropo here also. The big change is the development of a dominant low over Scandinavia during this weekend, and this will bring strong northerly winds and a return of very cold air with a chance of wintry showers moving south today, Easter Sunday and Monday. This will potentially be a good time for some rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. These springtime showers can be a source of hail and thunderstorms, so be ready to track them on the many online radar sites. Conditions remain cold and unsettled for much of the week. For sporadic E enthusiasts, we're entering the period when the first fleeting openings may make a surprise appearance, even for the traditional modes like SSB and CW, so perhaps give 10 metre a look now and again, and possibly 6 too. Obviously, digital modes will be potentially a good early warning sign of activity, or at least the directions of interest. Moon declination is at minimum today, so peak moon elevations are at their lowest, but will increase as the week progresses. We are past perigee, so losses will also increase. No significant meteor showers this week. The best time for meteor scatter contacts is the pre-dawn random meteor enhancement. And that's it from the propagation team for this week, and it's all also goodbye from me, and a happy Easter until next week.